How did I get Jeff Emerick to Lagos? Well, you know, Jeff is a good friend from way back with the Beatles, and we've known each other so well for so long that we read each other. So I wanted, if possible, to get him out to Lagos. I had to go to his house, actually, cosh him as he came home from work and stuff him in a trunk and have him shipped out there. He survived the journey quite well.
And the studio was really small, without any sort of acoustic screens, which we had to have made. There was no drum booth. The microphone supply was a cardboard box just full of old mics. There were half of the amplifiers missing in the 8-track tape machine. And there was a door at the back of the studio, and I'll always remember this. And it was a soundproof door, and you open this door, and at the back of the studio was the pressing plant where they pressed all the records. And there was like 50, 60 people stamping out records at the back of the studio. That's one thing that's stuck in my mind. But we actually did manage to record all the basic rhythm tracks and overdub all that onto 8-track within 4.5 weeks. And we came back to England, did some harmony overdubs with vocals and some orchestral overdubs. Those tracks were copied from 8-track to 16-track, and we overdubbed the orchestra, but not all of them. Half the album was mixed from 8-track. And we actually mixed the whole album in 3 days.